Energy for a Death Star. To create a Death Star laser cannon that can destroy an entire planet and terrorize a galaxy, such as that described in Star Wars, one would need to create the most powerful laser ever conceived. At present, some of the most powerful lasers on Earth are being used to unleash temperatures found only in the centers of stars. In the form of fusion reactors, they might one day harness the power of the stars on Earth. Fusion machines try to mimic what happens in outer space when a star first forms. A star begins as a huge ball of formless hydrogen gas, until gravity compresses the gas and thereby heats it up. Temperatures eventually reach astronomical levels. Deep inside a star's core, for example, temperatures can soar to between 50 million and 100 million degrees centigrade, hot enough to cause hydrogen nuclei to slam into each other, creating helium nuclei and a burst of energy. The fusion of hydrogen into helium, whereby a small amount of mass is converted into the explosive energy of a star via Einstein's famous equation E equals mc squared, is the energy source of the stars. There are two ways in which scientists are currently attempting to harness fusion on the Earth. Both have proven to be much more difficult to develop than expected.